Great tribute is from DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor, reminding all of us that our freedom has never been free. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and it's Friday morning. We have with us Andrew Skousen. He's going to be going over the World Affairs Brief and analysis of the important events that are taking place that you're not going to read about in the media. Certainly, as you know, the media is controlled tightly by six major corporations. That's AOL, Time Warner. They've split up, but they still work together. Bertelsmann, which is a German corporation, CBS, Disney, which controls ABC, GE, which of course sold NBC to Comcast, and Rupert Murdoch, who pretends to be a conservative but is really part of the liberal establishment. So, of course, Fox News and all of the other Wall Street Journal, all the other things he owns, give you the impression they're conservative, but they're really not. You're not getting the truth, and that's why it's so vitally important that you hear what World Affairs Brief and Joel Skousen are bringing out on a weekly basis. Andrew, you pick up the story.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. So the top story this week in the brief is about the NSA and Snowden update. We'll probably never know all the secret dealings going on behind the scenes in Russia as Putin plays hardball with the U.S., angling for secret concessions in exchange for keeping Snowden in limbo or creating a situation where he could be turned over to the U.S. In the end, so far, neither Russia nor the U.S. will budge, and Russia finally stopped messing around with Snowden, holed up in the transit zone of Moscow's Sheremetyevo's airport for over 5 weeks. After being tantalized last week with a disingenuous effort to offer to leave the airport, Moscow officials reneged and left him hanging. For this week, Snowden was finally granted temporary asylum while Russia decides whether or not to make it permanent. The asylum is for 1 year right now. They could have granted permanent asylum, but the Russians want to keep negotiating with the U.S. for a deal to deliver up Snowden. The U.S. desperately wants Snowden back so they can make an example of him, like they're doing now with Manning, and make an example to all other would-be whistleblowers.
And I think it's so vitally important. What did Snowden do? Snowden told the American people that the government is violating all of our constitutional rights, is listening to and recording every one of our telephone calls, all of our emails, all of our faxes, not only that, but in other countries as well. It's all in the name of fighting terrorism, but ladies and gentlemen, they were doing it long before the terrorism. It's all a prelude to a police state. And of course, basically, the Attorney General sent a message to Russia saying, no, we want Snowden back. We promise we won't kill him, execute him, or torture him. We promise we won't execute or torture him. That article in the New York Times I just read, in other words, he's admitting that they do torture some of our people that they get. Ladies and gentlemen, what's happened to America? Where is the outcry from our Christian leaders about certainly what's going on today, about the violation of our constitutional rights, about the prelude to a police state? And, of course, our churches are not speaking out because our ministers either are afraid or they are on the side of the government and the total regulatory society where everything is watched and observed. Everybody's being watched by cameras. And even your television set, an article this morning, certainly pointing out that the new Samsung television, high-speed television sets people are getting, they have a built-in camera. And they're built-in so they can actually watch you and listen to everything you say. I mean, you think that you were watching television? That television set's watching you. Why would they put that in? Oh, it was just a mistake. They don't know how that camera and suddenly the telephone lines got in there so that when you took up to the Internet and you're watching with your television, the television set can watch you as well. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Yes, that's right, Dr. Stan. This week, Lon Snowden, Edward's father, declared that he was fed up with the FBI, who has been trying to use him as a pawn to convince his son to return to the U.S. Lon rejected the FBI's offer to fly him to Moscow to meet with his son when they finally admitted the Russians weren't about to allow the FBI access. Lon stated that he didn't think his son would get a fair trial in this country anyway, and expressed appreciation for Russia granting some form of asylum. Scholl says, I think Lon's confidence in Russia is misplaced. Russia doesn't do anything for liberty or the protection of whistleblowers unless there is some advantage to be gained in embarrassing the U.S. Lon Snowden was particularly incensed by the way Private Bradley Manning was treated once in custody, and fears the same would happen to his son, which probably prompted the New York Times article that you mentioned, Dr. Stan.
And basically, they took this young soldier and they stripped him of his clothes 24 hours a day. He's naked in this cell. He's freezing to death. He's in total isolation 23 hours a day. And they do this for months at a time to destroy him psychologically. This is what they do, not before people are convicted. They do this before people are convicted. And it could happen to you or anybody out there who's targeted by the government. And where was the outcry from our newspapers? Where is the outcry from our political leaders, our congressmen, and our senators about the torture of Manning? Not one word of it. Go ahead.
It's a very good point, Dr. Stan, about this actually being able to happen to anyone. I mean, Snowden is a U.S. citizen charged with a crime, and just like Manning is. And the fact that this happens very rarely does not mean that it cannot, that the police state doesn't have these powers right now. Lon also recognized the impossibility of his son being allowed to call or subpoena witnesses in his defense, any of which could hide behind the screen of executive privilege or national security attached to the state's secrets doctrine. Lon Snowden also recognized the weak position of Latin American countries, not so much as in granting asylum, but in protecting his son from CIA kidnapping once in the country. He said, I would certainly have appreciated the offers by Venezuela, Ecuador, and Bolivia, but considering actions that were taken, particularly the grounding of Evo Morales' aircraft, where my son was thought to be, I feel Russia has the strength and resolve and convictions to protect my son, end quote. Well, that's true for the time being. Russia and China are perhaps the only two countries strong enough to inhibit U.S. covert operations. Even while Ed Snowden is being muzzled by the Russians against further leaks, the material Snowden gave the UK Guardian is enough to keep the news of NSA spying at the forefront for many more weeks. The latest devious technology revealed by the Guardian is called X-Key Score, which collects nearly everything a person does on the Internet in real time. It sweeps up all our emails, social media activity, and our browsing history. And NSA
Hold that thought, Andrew. We'll be back here in just a moment as we evaluate the police state methods being posed in America today.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest Andrew Skousen, and we're going over the World Affairs Brief and simply talking about Snowden and the fact that our Attorney General has said, well, you know, if you give him back, we won't kill him or torture him. The American Attorney General actually mentioned that we won't torture him. We assure the Russians we won't torture him. Do you really believe, ladies and gentlemen, that a government that would torture the people of helpless prisoners over in Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq and would torture Manning and has tortured other people that they've captured wouldn't torture Snowden or you? Where is the cry for the America that I grew up in? Who it controls America today, and it's controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, and everything is in place for the police state. It's only they need a justification. Some incident, and believe me, that incident is coming, and then freedom, as you've known it, will simply become a remembrance of things past, unless you get involved today and help us to arouse the American people and take our government back from this group that's funding this whole world terrorist movement to justify implementing a police state in America. And if you don't know that we're funding the Al-Qaeda terrorists in Syria today, go up and look it up on the Internet. We're funding the Al-Qaeda terrorists in Syria, we're funding the Taliban in Afghanistan, and then, of course, we're taking away the freedom of the American people because of the threat of world terrorism. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, just as Edward Snowden's previous leaks have set off a firestorm of controversy about the NSA, there have been recent leaks that have come out from Glenn Greenwald at the UK Guardian. These are leaks that Snowden has given to Greenwald prior to his submitting to Putin's requirement that he stop releasing information, which is why this is still coming out now. It's a smart move by Snowden to pre-pack the queue over there at the Guardian with this information, and this information basically adds on to the previous information, which revealed that the government was taking all of the metadata, which is the government claims is just information about the calls, about who and what we call and where and when we send email without actually researching the actual content. But this this information by Snowden reveals that the information that the government is collecting is much, much more than that. Here is from the UK Guardian article, quote, "One presentation, X-Keystone claims the X-Keyscore program covers nearly everything a typical user does on the Internet." That's a quote out of the program notes that were revealed directly to the UK Guardian. So this is, again, another slideshow from inside NSA archives about NSA training other NSA people. So this is a very real document. These aren't just claims being parroted by someone who is on the inside. Continuing with the quote, "A top secret national security agency program allows analysts to search with no prior authorization through vast databases containing emails, online chats, and the browsing histories of millions of individuals, according to documents provided by whistleblower Edward Snowden. The NSA boasts in training materials that the program called X-Keyscore is its widest-reaching system for developing intelligence from the Internet. The files shed light on one of Snowden's most controversial statements, made in his first video interview published by The Guardian on June 10th. "I was sitting at my desk," said Snowden, "could wiretap anyone, from you or your accountant to a federal judge or even the president, if I had a personal email." U.S. officials vehemently denied the specific claim. Mike Rogers, the Republican chairman of the U.S. of the House Intelligence Committee, said of Snowden's assertion, "He's lying. It's impossible for him to do what he was saying he could do." Joel comments, How would Rogers know? He's only going by what the government tells him." Continuing with the quote, "The training materials for XKeyscore detail how analysts can use it and other systems to mine enormous agency databases by filling in a simple on-screen form, giving only a broad justification for the search. The request is not reviewed by a court or any NSA personnel before it's processed." XKeyscore, the documents boast, is the NSA's widest-reaching system, developing intelligence from computer networks, what the agency calls Digital Network Intelligence, DNI. One presentation claims the program covers nearly everything a typical user does on the Internet, including the content of emails, websites visited, and searches, as well as their metadata. Analysts can also use XKeyscore and other NSA systems to obtain ongoing, quote-unquote, real-time interception of an individual's Internet activity. Under U.S. law, the NSA is required to obtain an individualized FISA warrant only if the target of their surveillance is a, quote-unquote, U.S. person, end quote, Scholl says. But that, obviously, isn't happening. Joel says, "As I have said before in previous briefs, the FISA court is stacked with predictable yes-men judges who won't object to a legal government spying and who are comfortable with taking the government's word for everything they aren't allowed to see. To remedy this one-sided view of the FISA court, Senator Dick Durbin wants to add a civil liberties advocate to the FISA court, to be present during all proceedings and to represent the rights of citizens." TheAtlantic.com has the story. Quote, "The Obama administration says the FISA court adequately safeguards American civil liberties. Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin, who holds the second highest Democratic leadership position in the Senate, disagrees. These FISA courts, there should be a real court proceeding," he said on Sunday. "In this case, it's fixed in a way. It's loaded. There's only one case coming before the FISA court, the government's case. Let's have an advocate or someone standing up for civil liberties to speak up for the privacy of Americans when they make each of these decisions, and let's release some of the transcripts redacted, carefully redacted, so that people understand the debate that's going on in these FISA courts. When you've got a senior lawmaker calling a secret court fixed in a way, implying that it doesn't conduct real proceedings, and affirming that its judges aren't hearing information that would be relevant to their decisions, that's alarming. Unless, of course, what you want is a rubber stamp for the surveillance state." Durbin said in the same interview that Congress should rein in the NSA's data hoovering. "I really believe that we should limit this metadata collection," he said. "The notion that we're going to collect all the phone records of everyone living in an area code on the off chance that someone in that area code may be a suspect at a later time goes way too far." Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has been much more deferential to the executive branch on this issue, I'll say. "Perhaps Senate Democrats should replace him," end quote. Joel says, "Indeed. But I doubt the citizen advocate on the court would do any good. Just like those representatives tasked to oversee America's intelligence organizations, they are sworn to secrecy and cannot discuss any problems they find, even with Congress. That's not oversight at all." Moving on to other news, looking at a Senate decision to not cut off military aid to Egypt. In a lopsided defeat for Senator Rand Paul, who fought first to cut off all aid to Egypt and then just military aid, which is in fact required by U.S. law when a democratically elected government, no matter how flawed, is overthrown by a military coup. The Obama administration has consistently refused to designate the overthrow a coup, specifically to evade cutting off aid. Rand Paul made a strong case for stopping the aid. Quote, "We ought to be more concerned about nation building here at home instead of overseas. Detroit crumbles, Chicago is a war zone, and yet no one questions sending billions of our dollars to Egypt, to despots, to dictators, under the foreign aid law. When there is a military coup, the aid must end." End quote.
I think it's important that people understand what happened. Now, whether you like Morsi or not, and whether he's associated with the Muslim Brotherhood or not, he was democratically elected by the Egyptian people, and he had a significant majority, and, of course, the military didn't like him, and so they simply overthrew him, a military coup, and so we're financing the people who overthrew the democratically elected government. I thought we were all in favor of democracy. I thought we were pushing democracy throughout the world. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's all phony. We support democracies when they'll go along with our concept of world government, and when the people who are democratically elected will follow our agenda. And if we don't, we finance their overthrow. That's what we did in Egypt. And now we're rewarding the people who overthrew the democratically elected government by sending them billions of dollars. Rand Paul spoke out against it, and he only got 13 votes in the Senate that supported his effort to stop certainly funding the military that overthrew the democratically elected government of Egypt. Go ahead, Andrew.
That's right. Well, this resulted in a rare floor fight. The establishment pulled out all the stops against this from both Republican and Democrat sides of the aisle to stop the truth from leading to action. As liberal Dana Milbank of the Washington Post rejoiced, Rand Paul rebuked by fellow Republicans on foreign aid. This from her article, quote, "This was the Senate at its best, producing a lively and emotional debate without notes or prepared speeches. More than a dozen senators sat or stood at their desks in the usually empty chamber, engaging Paul, who tried to rebut their points. So many wished to join the fray that Majority Leader Harry Reid from Nevada extended the debate. Chris Christie, the popular," Joel inserts, "but compromised, GOP governor of New Jersey last week called Paul's libertarian views, quote-unquote, dangerous. And on the Senate floor Wednesday, Republican colleagues dealt the junior senator from Kentucky what can be described only as a resounding rebuke. Even the 86-13 vote against Paul's proposal to strip Egypt of its foreign aid doesn't capture the lopsided nature of the defeat. In the final seconds of the roll call, and long after the outcome was obvious, a block of six GOP lawmakers led by Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky quietly cast their votes with Paul, not in agreement with him, but in fear of the Tea Party voters who adore him." Joel says, "This is true, and it's typical of Rhino Republicans, Republican in name only, playing to the conservatives when the vote doesn't count, but always voting with the government when it does." But whether Paul's position had seven Republican votes or 13, the isolationist gadfly, Joel comments, "Yes, we mustn't pass up any opportunity to denigrate someone on the libertarian right," continues the quote, "found himself in the decided minority of the 45-member Senate GOP caucus. And in the hour-long debate that preceded the vote, Paul was alone on the floor defending his position against an emotional onslaught from his party's most respected voices on foreign policy. I think most people on this side of the aisle understand that this is terrible public policy," Senator Bob Corker from Tennessee, the ranking Republican on the Foreign Relations Committee, told the Senate. "This is a vote that gives us an opportunity to step away from those short-term, hot, poll-tested amendments that have nothing to do with furthering the greatness of this nation." Joel says, "Sure, the quote-unquote greatness of a bankrupt nation handing out money to unstable governments." Senator Lindsey Graham said a vote for Paul's plan is probably easier to explain, but your country would be well served if you decided today to pause and wait. A vigorous, Joel says, note the complimentary adjectives to the shills for government, a vigorous Senator John McCain from Arizona urged, "My friend from Kentucky, with respect, to realize that this amendment would send the wrong message at the wrong time." McCain portrayed Paul as the heir to the America Firsters. Joel says, "This is hearkening back to Charles Lindbergh." But there has been no growth in the isolationist sentiment since March, when an amendment to restrict aid to Egypt failed, 74-25, or since September 2012, when a Paul bill to cut off aid to Egypt, Pakistan, and Libya went down 81-10. End quote. Joel says, "And then there are other faux conservative colleagues who keep siding with the globalists on foreign policy." Quote, "His colleagues had different ideas. Senator Jim Inhofe from Oklahoma, the top Republican on the Armed Services Committee, said he might have agreed with Paul 15 years ago. Before we realize the threats that we have in the Middle East, he said. Senator Marco Rubio tried a practical appeal, saying that the aid cutoff would mean, quote, you lose leverage, unquote. And Graham read aloud a letter from the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee opposing Paul's amendment, end quote. Joel says, this latest defeat should have taught the younger Paul a lesson, that sucking up to the establishment is a one-way street. They never come to your side when it counts.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment here with Andrew Skousen from World Affairs Brief.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear Up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Sentus, the uniformed people in Greeley, are saluting the police, firefighters, and paramedics and 9/11 dispatchers who work in our area. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a great place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message is from Sentus, the uniformed people in Greeley. They can be reached at 970-352-2233. On the air, because they care. Named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America, Sentus, the uniformed people.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Hoover and Harris, CPAs at 4075 West 11th Street in Greeley, says, when taking to the road this summer, follow the three C's of safety. That's caution, courtesy, and common sense, and you'll never experience that one big R, regret. That's from certified public accounting firm of Hoover and Harris, CPAs in Greeley, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They think our area is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. That's Hoover and Harris, CPAs, on the air, because they care about preserving that.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen. Of course, we're talking about, about Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood. Mr. Morsi, associated with the Muslim Brotherhood, was democratically elected by the Egyptian people, and the military overthrew him. Because after all, we here in America know the Muslim Brotherhood is bad. But where did the Muslim Brotherhood came from? Well, we have a book called The Devil's Game. You should read it. The Muslim Brotherhood was financed and created in 1928 by MI6, British Intelligence, and following World War II, it was taken over and funded by the CIA. Why would the CIA fund this radical Muslim Brotherhood? You got to have an enemy, ladies and gentlemen, to rally the people behind our government. And the same thing is going on today. I mean, who's the major force funding all of this radical Islam? A man named Gulen, G-U-L-E-N. You can look him up on the Internet. He lives in Pennsylvania under the auspices of the CIA. And he's funding this radical Islamic movement. Incidentally, they just took over Turkey. And that was funded by Gulen, who was funded and helped by the CIA. So this is the way the game really works. But the average American has no understanding. We create the best enemy money could buy, and then we rally the people behind our government to protect us from those terrible enemies that we are funding and creating. Go right ahead, Andrew. But before we go on, Why don't you tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the World Affairs Brief and get your dad's weekly missile, how they can get your dad's books on certainly security, building a secure home, and strategic relocation.
Certainly. Thank you, Dr. Stan. The best way is to go onto our website, worldaffairsbrief.com. That's one word with an S on affairs, worldaffairsbrief.com. And there they can sign up for the World Affairs Brief. They'll also find it interesting. We post most of the news stories that we find valuable from each day's news. And so people can also keep up with that. It's becoming a very popular website because of that feature. But there's an easy way to sign up for the World Affairs Brief. It's a modest fee for each year. It helps us out a lot with all of our work. There they can also find a link to joelskousen.com, which is our website which displays all of the books and descriptions about the books. As you mentioned, the top seller right now is North American Relocation, or Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, which details, you know, the best places in the U.S. And how to create a strategy to suit your individual needs about either moving to a safe retreat now or having a retreat option while you still live in a city or someplace a little bit less desirable. And that book details all of that. Once you have a secure place worked out, you should probably get one of the other two books, The Secure Home, which details all the security aspects about everything from A to Z about a house, including security systems, alternate energy, shelter design, and concealment strategies. But if you are just planning on remodeling a single room in a basement or even above ground for an existing house, you might consider just getting the high security shelter, How to Implement a Multi-Purpose Safe Room in the Home. This is our newest updated book, and it has all of the information about just a single room, and it's selling quite well now too, which are also available through you at Radio Liberty, right, Dr. Stam?
By calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. They're excellent books. We move an awful lot of them. And it's something you should begin seriously thinking about, because we're heading into a crisis situation, and I don't know what it's going to be, whether it's going to be an EMP attack, certainly the financial collapse, the bond market collapse, a nuclear war, certainly some sort of a famine that they're creating, or some sort of a plague or disease that they're creating, always telling us about the danger of West Nile virus. Ladies and gentlemen, nobody's dying of West Nile virus in America. One or two people a year, but oh my goodness, they're trying to keep us focused on this danger. But they may very well come up with a plague. We don't know what it's going to be, but you need to be prepared to look after yourself. And I will tell you that I have friends in Washington, D.C. that have their refuge, a place for them and their family to go, because they know the crisis is coming, and you better be prepared for it as well. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, as you were summarizing here, we are talking about the situation over in Egypt, as seen through a Rand Paul amendment that has been attempting to cut off the unconstitutional aid that has continued to flow to this country, which is then, of course, used to manipulate that country. And what we are truly seeing is uprisings against the effects of that intervention. But there has been a very interesting revelation of the Senate's true political views as this fairly obvious proposal comes forward. It is a military coup. U.S. law says we cannot support a country that has undergone a coup against a democratically elected government, and yet here it is happening. And as Rand Paul tries to propose that we enforce this, there is a scattering of all of the Republicans off to one side, voting against his amendment. Well, this should give the younger Paul a lesson that sucking up to the establishment is a one-way street. They never come to your side when it counts. Sean Sullivan of the Washington Post comments on Rand Paul's affair with mainstream Republicans and approves. I should note that we just detailed how Senator Mitch McConnell and six other Republicans who don't really support Rand Paul came to vote for his amendment at the very end when it was obvious that it was going to be defeated, just to play like they're supporting him. So here is the quote. Senator Rand Paul is playing nice with the GOP establishment. Kind of. The Kentucky Republican has offered his support to three Republican incumbents vulnerable to conservative primary challenges, something that would have been unimaginable for his father, but could yield long-term political benefits for the younger Paul. Paul on Monday offered strong words of support, if not an official endorsement, to Senator Lamar Alexander, Republican from Tennessee, boosting a Republican who has been working overtime to avoid a primary challenge. There are Tea Party activists in Tennessee who would like to take down Alexander, but a serious challenger has not surfaced yet. Alexander has been doing all he can to avoid one, including featuring Tea Party icon Paul in his first ad. The two work together on a measure to protect fishing access, and their shared interest in charter schools illustrates there is an overlap in policy interests. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell garnered the most notable of Paul's endorsements so far this cycle. McConnell faces businessman Matt Bevin in the GOP primary, but Paul has long made clear he has McConnell's back. Taken together with the fact that McConnell's campaign manager is a Paul loyalist, Joel inserts, Jesse Benton, who has gone mainstream, no longer a Ron Paul loyalist. Continuing with the quote, and there you have one of the most unlikely political marriages in recent memory. Joel comments, now from the Washington Post, this is the Washington Post repeating the lure of cooperation for Paul. Continue the quote. The reality is that the Paul-McConnell relationship is symbiotic. McConnell could use some of the freshman's Tea Party star's sheen. Paul, a potential 2016 White House contender, could use some goodwill in the establishment wing of the party where McConnell and, perhaps more importantly, influential donors and power players reside. The same can be said of supporting Alexander and Enzi. If they win re-election, Paul would have a leg up over the potential 2016 competition in competing.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarerootconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Well, Dr. Stan, back with Andrew Skelton for the last segment. Andrew, pick up the story.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. Well, just to wrap up the last story, Senator Rand Paul should realize that when he cozies up to the establishment Republicans like this, he will eventually realize that they are controlled by the same globalists who control the Democratic Party. Moving on to some of the prospects for the people who will replace Bernanke as the Fed chairman. Fed Chairman Ben Helicopter Bernanke is set to retire at the end of the year. His moniker of Helicopter Ben is in dishonor of his claim that he would spread dollars from a helicopter if that's what it took to keep the economy afloat. And he's almost done just that. Although he's made sure only 7 to 9% of that inflation is actually making its way into the real economy. The bulk of the new electronic money created by the Fed makes its way into the big banks, and then through insider-connected Wall Street firms to the speculative markets, Forex, future markets, hedge funds, and derivatives. One of the likely replacements for Bernanke is Lawrence Larry Summers, an economist from Harvard like Alan Greenspan, who is a self-described fan of libertarian Ayn Rand. Summers started out with Martin Feldstein, a semi-free market guru from Harvard. But don't expect Summers to stay true to free market ideology any more than Greenspan did. They both have become intoxicated by the halls of power. Summers has switched political parties to stay in government positions when he became Treasury Secretary under Clinton after starting out in the Reagan administration. And from 2009 to 2010, he was Chief Economic Advisor to Obama. Clearly, there is no more loyal lackey to the globalist than Summers. He has fought tooth and nail to suppress the regulatory efforts of a top official, Brooks Lee Bourne, who was trying to call attention to the dangers of the unregulated derivatives, such as the credit swap defaults, which caused the 2008 mortgage crisis. These swaps are still unregulated today and represent a $200 trillion threat to the economic health of this nation and the rest of the world. Summers served a controversial stint as president of Harvard University, a position he got not because of academic achievements, Joel says, but because Harvard is a bastion of globalist thought and protects their own. Summers was deeply involved in the corruption scandal of his friend, Andre Schleifer, who, along with Summers, oversaw the transition of Russia and Lithuania to what Americans were told were, quote-unquote, free markets after the phony fall of the Soviet Union. Steve Saylor reports, quote, the reform of the Russian economy turned out to be one of the great larceny sprees in all history. And the Harvard boys weren't all merely naive theoreticians. Veteran economics journalist David Warsh's economicprinciples.com reported in 2004, the U.S. government's long-running wrangle with economist Andre Schleifer and Harvard University over Harvard's ill-fated Russia project in the 1990s was resolved last week in the government's favor. A federal judge ruled that by quietly investing on their own accounts while advising the Russian government, Harvard professor Schleifer and his Moscow-based assistant Jonathan Hay had conspired to defraud the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, which had been paying their salary. Harvard had to pay $26 million and Schleifer $2 million in fines. The Russian-born 45-year-old Schleifer is a superstar of the economics profession. Like Summers, he is the winner of the Clark Medal, the award for top economist under 40. Schleifer became the editor of Harvard Quarterly Journal of Economics at the age of 28 and is now editor of the American Economic Association's Journal of Economic Perspectives. Then, too, Schleifer's oldest friend in economics is Lawrence Summers, who first as Undersecretary of Treasury for International Affairs, then as Deputy Secretary, was to all intents and purposes his ultimate boss during the period of the alleged transgression, even though they were separated by several layers of government hierarchy, end quote. Summers ended up forming an informal partnership with oligarch Anatoly Chubai and mismanaged the transition so badly that free markets to this day have a bad reputation in Russia and Lithuania. But even the left doesn't like Summers. They view him as a big government hack who is insensitive to the plight of the poor. When at the World Bank, he made a politically incorrect comment about Africa being too, quote-unquote, unpolluted. The word on the street is that this insider will get the nod for the Fed position. However, so great is the leftist opposition to Summers that Obama is reportedly also considering a woman, Janet Yellen, instead. Paul Davidson of Establishment Rag USA Today reports, quote, President Obama will pick the first woman to head the Federal Reserve, one of the world's most powerful jobs, over a veteran Washington insider, economists surveyed by USA Today predict. Joel says, polls mean nothing unless you are polling the insiders. Continuing the quote, 32 economists said they expect Fed Vice Chair Janet Yellen to succeed Ben Bernanke as chairman next year. Four predicted Obama will nominate Larry Summers, his former economic advisor and President Clinton's Treasury Secretary. The survey was done last week amid a flurry of media reports suggesting that the field was narrowing to a choice between Yellen and Summers, or that Summers was the frontrunner. The White House has said only that a decision will be made in the fall. Yellen is, quote, extremely well qualified and she's been through the financial crises, end quote, says Diane Swonk, chief economist of Mesirow Financial. We need continuity, Joel comments, meaning a good yes girl to the establishment. Continue the quote. But Vincent Reinhart, chief U.S. economist of Morgan Stanley and former head of monetary affairs at the Fed, thinks Obama will pick Summers. Quote, the president really has tended to reward loyalty, Reinhart says, and Summers has that history with the president that Yellen doesn't, end quote. Joel says, the kind of loyalty he's referring to is loyalty to the globalist agenda, not personal loyalty. End of the quote. Meanwhile, Federal Line has also engulfed the Treasury Department. Apparently, the Treasury has already exceeded the debt limit, but will wait for the October formal limit date to begin the propaganda campaign about shutting down the government again in order to demand more money from Republicans in Congress. Ron DeLegg, editor of the Digital Journal, reports, quote, U.S. federal debt has been stuck at $16,699,396,000,000 for 68 straight days, according to the Daily Treasury Statement on July 24th. That amount is exactly $25 million less than the legal borrowing limit set on May 17, 2013. But that's only part of the story.
We're going to have to let you go there, Andrew. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week at the same time. God bless.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Dr. Stan. Appreciate the time.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that America is under attack today, not from without, not the terrorists, There's no threat of terrorism in America. If they were, they'd be setting off bombs at all of our football games and basketball games. Terrorists could come across our border anytime they wanted to. There's no threat of terrorism. They've arrested 500 people for terrorism in the United States. Only about five of them are real terrorists. All the rest of them were people who were actually talked into going along with terrorist plots by American shills. People were given large sums of money to talk people into being willing to go along with the terrorist movement, and then they were arrested because they'd been entrapped into going along with it. Not that they certainly weren't guilty for agreeing to go along with it, but of course there is no threat from terrorism. The real threat, of course, is we're going to spend ourselves to oblivion. Two hardline communists, Cloward and Piven. Cloward and Piven. Look it up on the Internet. Many years ago, in 1960s, said, look, we can destroy America by spending it into oblivion. It took certainly 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. That was in 1980. Barack Hussein Obama is increasing the debt $1 trillion a year. He's increased $6 trillion since he became the president. And he wants to spend this into oblivion. This is how you're going to destroy the country. And he's being fully supported by the people of great wealth here in America who want, of course, to destroy the infrastructure of this nation. And then, of course, as it collapses, to establish a ruthless dictatorship here. And throughout the world, the dedication is to world government. If you want the verification of what I'm saying, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness. And it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, or on population control, the secret agenda. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Certainly, we hope that many of you will go to our website, radioliberty.com. You can hear our radio programs there, live 4 hours a day. Of course, we do this program, but that's not archived on our website. But you can listen to our other programs. Of course, you can listen to the archive programs 24 hours a day. Your job is to get other people listening and understanding that America is under attack. And it is under attack by people who hate America because they worship a different God. This is a spiritual battle that's being fought on the political, financial, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it is a spiritual battle, and you and I aren't going to change it. But what we need to do is get people to give their lives to the Lord, and God is going to bring his judgment on this nation if the Christians of this nation don't take a stand at this time. You're not getting any help from our Christian leaders. A few of them are out there trying to get the word out, but I've had a number of ministers who've listened to our program and used our material, and actually they lost their churches. There are people who've infiltrated both the Protestant and the Catholic churches to undermine them because, of course, our form of government was made for a moral and religious people. It would not work for any other. John Adams said that. And that's why they've destroyed them, the religious foundation of this country. In fact, within the last 3 days, the new pope has said that he doesn't want to judge gay priests. He's not going to judge gay priests. And ladies and gentlemen, if the pope of the Catholic Church cannot judge a gay priest and say what he's doing is wrong, who can? Well, you're certainly not going to hear much of this from our Protestant leaders either, because the leadership of much of the Protestant faith has been taken over by the same people who control the Catholic faith. We're in a spiritual battle for the survival of Christian civilization. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. We can certainly use your support. Love to hear from you until tomorrow, until Monday at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. and we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat.